In Europe, the will to take up the terminology of democracy and to use it to think through possibilities in the present was generally slow to develop. Tocqueville's was an unusually measured and partly optimistic treatise, and the more influential for that reason. For those thinking about political democracy, although it was sometimes presented as a counterbalance to autocracy and despotism, it was just as likely to be seen as despotism's calling card. The association between democracy and demagoguery remained a very powerful one throughout at least the first half of the 19th century. The inclination positively to frame democracy as an aspiration revived only gradually, and as it did so, the content of the term changed in certain ways. It was not a major component of the European revolutions of the 1820s or of the 1830s, but it was more of a presence in the late 1840s. In Britain and probably France at that point, the term entered the popular vernacular. There are signs of it doing so to some extent in Spain and Italy and in the international community of exiles at the same time. Perhaps less so in Portugal, certainly less so in Greece or the Ottoman North African worlds, in which there was no terminological distinction between democracy and republic, and in which those terms tended to be loan words. The content that the term acquired is much more difficult to describe, in part because meanings were more divergent in the 1850s than they had been earlier or would be later. In France, from the Restoration onwards, democracy meant primarily equality. Although Restoration France strictly limited voting rights, French society was said to be democratic because privilege had been abolished. The Second Republic in 1848 was called a democratic republic. But that didn't primarily mean that all men got the vote, but rather that, along with much else, political opportunities were equally shared. There was also fierce debate about whether the quest for equality was an exclusively legal or also a political aspiration, and then whether it was something that should be extended to the social and economic spheres. Equal political participation was not central to the French definition of democracy, more a corollary. In contrast, in Britain, in the late 1840s, democracy became a shorthand for popular demands for universal manhood suffrage in elections to the House of Commons, though the term also connoted equality, especially equality of opportunity. But in neither country were votes for women seen as required by any democratic principle, nor indeed as a requirement of equality. In Ireland, democracy referred primarily to the mobilisation of the rural population to demand, especially Catholic, rights. In America, it referred to a whole cluster of elective institutions, but also to a particular political party, and that latter fact made the term more easily usable by some than by others. For example, Lincoln, as a Republican president, almost never used it except to refer to his political rivals.